Elementary music teacher friend, you love what you do, but you might feel unappreciated and, in fact, unseen some days. You may even feel like you're on a music teacher island and just want to connect with other music teachers who can relate to both your struggles and wins when it comes to teaching elementary music. I get you and understand completely the feelings you're having. That's why each and every week, the Elementary Music Teacher Podcast will provide you with solo and guest episodes that will help you realize you're not alone in your music teaching journey. Throughout each episode, my goal is for you to be able to walk away with actionable steps and ideas to help you feel like you're ready to take on the new week with whatever challenges may be thrown your way. Hi, I'm your host, Jessica Paresta, and I'm so glad you're here. Whether you're at home, in your car, in the shower, or wherever else you're listening, grab your cup of coffee or whatever other beverage is nearby and listen in to the Elementary Music Teacher Podcast.
I'm Christy Hemingway, host of Ed Curation, a part of the Education Podcast Network. Just like the show you're listening to now. Shows on the network are individually owned and opinions expressed may not reflect others. Find other interesting education podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com.
Hey friend, I want to let you know about a free workshop that I am so excited about called How to Design Curriculum for Your Elementary Music Classroom. 5 easy ways to simplify lesson planning. This free workshop will happen live at various dates and times throughout the year. So sign up so you'll be notified when the workshop is, and you can go to subscribepage.com/curriculum design workshop, or simply click on the link in the show notes. In this workshop, we'll go over starting with the end in mind, knowing your desired results for yourself and students, planning assessment before mapping out the lessons, and having a system in place. When you come to this workshop, I'm going to show you how you can make the ultimate shift from struggling with weekly lesson planning, feeling overwhelmed and exhausted knowing how to plan relevant lessons, to knowing how and what to plan each week by adding systems and a proven framework to your planning. So to sign up, once again, the link is subscribepage.com/curriculum design workshop, and I can't wait to see you there. Hey there, awesome music teacher. I can't wait for this episode because this is honestly something that is my jam. If you've been around here for any length of time, you know I love to talk about organization. I am a super organized person, and it is something that I love sharing about what works for me when it comes to life or lesson planning or teaching, or we've already done an episode about minimalism. So this episode is about the power of brain dumping for organization. And I know some of you right now are going, what did she say? What is a brain dump? And I honestly thought this was something I just started saying because it's what I do. I take it out of my brain and I dump it out on paper or a Google Doc. But when I Googled it, I found that brain dumping is an actual thing. There were so many blog posts, and so I encourage you to go explore this, blog posts that came up around brain dumping, what it is, why it's powerful, why it works, why it helps you. And I thought, oh, well, I guess this is not a Jessica phrase. This is an actual thing. This is called brain dumping for a reason. So let's get into it. What is brain dumping? Well, the simplest definition that I can give you is that it's about spilling your thoughts on a page, whether it's a virtual page, whether it's pen and paper. So whatever form that takes, it's literally taking the thoughts out of your brain that are swirling around, causing overwhelm and stress, and putting them down somewhere else. So let me give you a little bit of advice about how I do this. First of all, the notes app on my phone, whether you have Android or you have iPhone, it does not matter. There is a notes app on your phone. I absolutely love this app. And so I'm going to actually open it right now to kind of tell you how I use it. At the top of each note, it lets you put a heading there. And so some of the notes I have on my app right now is our Thanksgiving trip we're going to be taking. And then I put, that's the heading. And then underneath there, I put some different activities we might be doing while we're on our trip, then, or things I need to do for the trip. Then there is, let's see, I'm scrolling down here. I'm literally reading this to you in real time. My son's middle school is about, was called Elmwood. And one of them is, like I mentioned a million times, he has special needs. And so I'm constantly jotting notes there about what teacher I've communicated with or what we need to keep up with assignments and various things like that. There's literally on my notes app, one of the sections is called boy's hair. And of course, if you're seeing my phone, you're going, what the heck is that? Well, my boys, I don't know the different clipper numbers and things like that. So when I take them to get haircuts, I have put in my phone the different clippers sizes. See, I don't even know if I'm saying it right. So if you're listening to this and you're like, Jessica, come on. That is what I put in my phone. So I know what, when I'm standing there looking like an idiot, what I'm telling the person giving the haircut about their hair. I also have taken notes here about different doctor's appointments my kids have gone to and teacher certification, keeping that up, different teacher certification things I need to know about. I'm kind of actually tracking different professional development opportunities and how many hours so I can make sure I'm keeping up my teaching certificate hours and so on and so forth. So I literally use the notes app a lot for just, that is the simplest way for me to just, if there's something swirling around in my head and I need to just dump it out, I literally will just pull out my phone, open the notes app, and bam, I start making a list right there. But I also utilize notebooks. On my desk right now, I'm at home, and I can tell you right now, I have 5 notebooks sitting here, and at my school, I have 2. They all serve a different purpose. And I know to some that may sound overwhelming because you're like, I don't want to keep up with 1,000 notebooks, and that's okay. I'm just telling you what works for me. Every notebook I have serves a different purpose. One is for a grocery list, but actually I'm pivoting away from that. You'll be proud of me. I now am using a digital system for organizing what groceries we need. And we have a giant whiteboard in our kitchen where my family knows if it's not written up there, I am not putting it in our grocery cart. So our virtual grocery cart. But so that's something that I use. I used to use a notebook just for grocery planning, but now I have a journal that I love to write prayer requests in. I also have a journal by my bed where I will use to brain dump things, and sometimes we'll use it on the notes app and sometimes it's in there. So that does get tricky because sometimes I can't remember if I put it in the journal or on the notes app. But journals, my notebooks and journals, I love to just keep for maybe I am meeting with someone and I don't want to take notes on a Google Doc right that second. So I have a work notebook, and at school, I have a school meeting notebook. And so I love notebooks. And as you can tell, I've said the word notebook probably 96 times now, but I also love to brain dump on Google Docs, and my Google Docs are organized into various folders for whatever I need them for. So for example, for my school, I have Google Docs organized into various folders. I am obviously the music teacher, but I'm also in charge of the education technology side of things there. And so I have docs under each of those folders for what I'm needing done. In fact, one is called the Music Teaching Brain Dump, and I have another Google Doc that I named the Ed Tech Brain Dump. And on those different Google documents, I have listed different categories around various things that I need to do or that I'm planning or that are coming up or different ed tech things I'm digging into and making notes around that. So those are documents I go to every single day. But I also have a document at school called my agenda. And every day I've started doing this because I feel like my brain, when I sit down, of course, when I'm teaching, I know I'm teaching, but when I sit down at my desk for plan time or when I'm working there, I, instead of just sitting there going, well, what do I need to do? And being overwhelmed, I have literally started mapping out on a to-do list, an agenda of today on Tuesday, for example, when you're sitting down to plan, this is what you need to plan. So that has helped my brain a ton, is having these ongoing Google documents that really do help me brain dump my thoughts and what I need to get done. I also use Asana, Asana, for the domestic musician team. I have on there various boards for the podcast and for my various Facebook groups. And like, we have like literally 10 ongoing boards, and I can assign different tasks to my team. I have 3 people on my team, and to get different tasks done and give them dates. That helps me so much, not only to help them stay organized, but I have someone on my team that now helps me stay organized. So it's, I guess it's the circle of life in a way, the circle of work. And so Asana is something I absolutely love. There's a lot of different project management. Even if you're a team of one, Asana has a free plan. Trello is another great one for brain dumping, and it helps you color code things in your life. So those are all great as well. Other ways I brain dump is texting or emailing. My husband has a love-hate relationship, not with me, hopefully, but with this. But what I've started doing with him, because even though our calendars sync up, our Google calendars, he's not the greatest about checking it, throwing the husband under the bus, party of one over here. But what started really working is that at the end of every month, I will email him a list of what's coming up with our boys' schedules, my schedule, my school schedule, like what's going on. So he has an idea of what is happening each month. And so if he asks me on an ongoing basis, I can just tell him to refer to the email I lovingly sent him. But texting as well. If there's something like maybe I've been needing to, tell someone, I will brain dump it right then in my, you know, send that text out. So those are some ways I like to brain dump. I hope that you do not need to be like me and take away everything I do, but hopefully even just one of those ideas that you're like, oh, that makes sense to my brain. So let's talk a little bit more about why brain dumping helps with organization. I've already mentioned that it just helps get whatever's in your brain out of your brain and to put it down on something, a paper or a document. It gets out of your mind what's cluttering it. I don't know about you, but in my life, there are 9 million things that need to get done on any given day. So when I take it out of my brain and I put it somewhere else, it literally helps me to alleviate the clutter floating around in my head. It really just does. And I've noticed I'm not feeling as overwhelmed and as anxious because I have all these systems in place now that help me to get my tasks put down. And then I'm also able to either assign them a date, or I'm able to say, okay, it's on a list now. I know which list it's on and I can go look back at it later. So let's talk about how I do this. Or how you can do this. On Google Docs, use bullet points or numbers. I like using bullet points. I also said that I put headings on these Google Docs, and then underneath them, I will put bullet points. Once something is completed, I also use the strike through feature on Google Docs to mark it out. I also, my brain stopped working. Sorry, I had a glitch in the system. Notebooks there, that's the word I was looking for, that I use. I love to make lists there as well with headers. I don't just put it down. I will have various sections there as well, or I know different pages are for different things. I also like to organize, when I was talking about my daily to-do list, I like to organize my tasks by most to least important. So it starts with me just dumping out, and then I will look at the actual list itself and move it around the way that I think needs to be done or that makes more sense to my brain when I'm sitting down. I also like to categorize things where if it has to do with, let's say, lesson planning, and I have something down the list that also could tie into lesson planning, I will group those together and put them next to each other so it's not me reopening a document later and going, wait a minute, I forgot that was here. So it's about looking at the brain dump once it's done and categorizing it a little bit better to make it make sense to your brain by organizing it most to least important. Also, list what needs to get done by date. On my daily agenda I talked to you about, Asana helps with the domestic musician task, but for my school tasks, I have my own daily agenda. And what I like to do on there is I have a section that says tasks to get done daily, weekly, monthly, and then ongoing. And under each of those, I have different tasks listed for various job titles I have at my school that really helps me when I'm sitting down to go, oh yeah, this is something I need to do, but it's an ongoing task. So I'll maybe work on it a teeny tiny bit this week, but it's not anything I need to get done right now. My lesson plans for next week, that needs to get done weekly. So I have that in the weekly category. So maybe that'll help your brain as well when you're sitting down to organize, is to put categories in each of those sections so you know what you need to get done daily, weekly, monthly, and ongoing. And ways to keep track of it all. I've already mentioned Google Drive. I know that some of you are not Google people. You like Microsoft products. I use both actually, but Google Drive is just something I've used longer. So that's kind of what I turn to. And to be honest, I already have so many folders created in there. It just is easier for me to just turn to Google right away. So just some kind of organizational tool online, whether it's Google or Microsoft, to help you start folders and keep some documents in those folders that will help you track things. Calendars, especially calendars that can sync with others. I mentioned that I sync a calendar with my husband. I also have, when I mentioned my team, the Domestic Musician, I have a team calendar. I also have calendars that are ongoing for my Harmony membership and for my Curriculum Design Roadmap course. I have my school calendar that syncs with other teachers or administrators. And I know I'm missing something, but anyways, my calendar system is definitely very, very important to me. The only time I have found this to not be helpful is sometimes it doesn't update when you need it to right away. And then something will pop up last minute and I'm going, oh my gosh, and it stresses me out. But for the most part, however you can sync your calendars, the better. So I also mentioned that I work for FLAT Books now for their Learn platform, and they use a calendar. And so I have synced it to my personal calendar. I have literally go into all the calendars I can and sync them SYNC as much as I can so that it's all showing up on my calendar on my phone. And the last thing I want to mention is the fact that I have said a lot in this episode, but I want you to choose one thing that you know you can stick to so you're not scattered in a million different directions. You do not have to utilize journals and docs and the notes app and calendars. If you want to, great. It's just the way my brain works. And since I juggle a lot in my life, I have developed systems that work for me. But I really want you to develop a system that works for you. When you are needing to brain dump ideas that are in your brain, what works best for your brain? What do you need to do? Whatever that is, do that and then let go of the rest, which ties right into the minimalist podcast episode I did a couple weeks ago. So I hope that you have found value in this. Even if it's just one nugget of wisdom, I hope that you're able to take it and run with it and implement it as soon as tomorrow. Have an amazing rest of your week, friend, and I will talk to you soon. Well, hey there. Thank you so much for listening into the Elementary Music Teacher Podcast. There is an exclusive Facebook group just for listeners of this podcast and any elementary music teacher called the Elementary Music Teacher Community Facebook group. Come on over and join us there, where we have conversations around the podcast episodes and encourage each other each and every week. And also head to my website, thedomesticmusician.com. I have some free resources there that you can download to help you gain traction in your classroom today, as well as the blog and the membership site and all kinds of other goodies to help you keep going in your music teaching journey. I cannot wait to keep connecting with you and encouraging you and spurring you on in your journey of teaching elementary music. Hang in there, have an amazing week, and I will see you soon.